Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so grateful that you are here. For those of you who are new here, I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. And Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. And our mission is to help you make peace with food and your body. And again, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been here a million times before, welcome back. Again, we are very, very grateful that you are here, and we are grateful most for the virtual connection that the internet and podcasting provides, because we've been able to service people from Egypt to Spain to UK, New Zealand, and of course, Canada, US, all over. But virtual connection is really made this possible for us. So I'm super excited because we have the Find Food Freedom Summer Series that we are doing. And we thought, what a better way to celebrate the summer months than to feature the most downloaded episodes of the Find Food Freedom podcast ever. And some of these episodes have like 6 times the downloads of what we usually get. And it makes sense when I looked at the episodes that really stood out. And, you know, as someone who listens to many podcasts, I think about how when I have a favorite podcast, I don't really go deep into the archives and listen to every single episode that this creator or person has, you know, recorded. And so I thought kind of the same thing for our listeners and for you is like, well, if you're new here, right? Or if you've just started listening, you know, recently, some of our, I don't want to say best episodes, because I think every episode is going to resonate differently with different people, but some of our most listened to or most downloaded episodes were a while back. And I want people to be able to see them and hear them and listen to them and utilize them. And, you know, thinking about how the summer months can be so triggering, honestly, it's very similar to that new year, new you bullshit we hear in January. Summer messaging we often see in the media talks about, you know, fitting into our bikini or getting bikini body ready, or I forget the company that put the ad out for the short shorts this year, but the comment section was hilarious of people being like, what? This ad just totally missed the mark. Anyways, I digress. What I'm trying to say is summer can come, you know, bring up a lot of super triggering messaging around diet culture. And so I wanted to really create this safe space on the Find Food Freedom podcast during the summer months to really dig into body image support and how to feel comfortable in your bathing suit and to talk about if you're gaining weight and comparing yourself to others, or if you're experiencing grief in your body, or just all of these really, really, really nuanced topics. So I'm excited. I'm so excited for this Find Food Freedom summer series on the podcast. Now, when you're listening to these podcast episodes in the coming weeks, if you find that you resonate so deeply and you're like, I need more support, like this podcast is great, it's helping me, I'm resonating with it, but I need more support, I am so thrilled to be able to say that our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors takes health insurance. Most people have no idea that they get coverage or have coverage with their health insurance to meet with a registered dietitian, specifically one on our team. So if you're looking for that support from an intuitive eating, health at every size, weight inclusive lens, you might have full coverage with our team, $0 copay. That means free one-on-one individualized support. And so I would truly say that the majority of people that work with our team had no idea they had this coverage until they got their benefits checked. And so we have such a seamless process for you to check your benefits. So you can go, there's many places you can go. You can go to Instagram where you can, if you're not already following, we would love for you to follow along. And that's find.food.freedom on Instagram. You can click the link in the show notes below, or you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your benefits. It's a very simple process where you're going to plug in your state that you live in, what insurance provider and plan you have, and we'll know pretty quickly if we accept your insurance. If we do, you're actually going to be able to book with a provider on the spot. Like a scheduler system comes up. You will see our 13 different providers. You'll be able to read their bios, see what they specialize in, see who you would connect with the most, and book your session there. And if you don't get to the scheduling page and you're like, wait, I don't see it, it doesn't mean we don't accept your insurance. It just means it's not an initial match and we might need a little bit more information just based on your plan and the coverage that you have. So again, you can click the link in the show notes or go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your insurance benefits and get the support that you so deeply want and need. And again, might have for free. I can't stress this enough. Like, this has been such a privilege and an honor to be able to offer this type of care and make it accessible to the masses and just all the lives that we've gotten to touch. And our providers are so incredible. So please, 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 you have nothing to lose. Go get those insurance benefits checked. And I'm just so grateful that you're here for the Find Food Freedom Summer Series. And let's get into it. One of the most popular, most downloaded episodes in Find Food Freedom podcast history. Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. I'm very excited for today's episode because we're going to get into all things intuitive eating, Bikini Season Edition. I really toyed with a few different like things to name this podcast episode, and you know, with summer upon us, with bathing suits upon us, I wanted to just call it Bikini Season Edition because honestly, a lot of things can fit under that title. So, you know, we know that January is the whole new year, new you bullshit. Diet culture loves to prey on our insecurities and say, okay, it's a fresh start. This is going to be the year that you lose the weight. This is going to be the year that you have your healthy behaviors and patterns that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I was wondering,
like how much research is actually on this of, okay, we have the new year boom, you could say, in the diet industry. But some patterns that I've seen in practice as a registered dietitian throughout my years of it is around that April, May timeframe, people start to have this increased urgency of, I need to go on a diet because I need to, heavy air quotes, I need to look a certain way when the summer comes because I'm going to have to put a bathing suit on. And so I started to think about, okay, how can we create an episode all about our biggest tips for heavy air quotes bikini season, you know, as an intuitive eater? If you're on an intuitive eating journey, if you're going towards food freedom and healing your relationship with food and body, and you find the summertime or bikini season to be extremely triggering, what are some things that you can do to hopefully make this summer more enjoyable? Because that's really what it's all about, right? Increasing that life satisfaction. So back to what I was saying, though, I totally lost my train of thought here, is talking about the research on like that boom that I was talking about around the April, May time of increased dieters, increased people wanting to intentionally shrink their body because of summer. And with a quick search and kind of sifting through some things, one, it was more of a survey, I would say, than an actual study, but it surveyed 1,000 Americans and it found that 53%, so over 50%, right? Over half of this amount of people that was surveyed was currently dieting during those months with like knowing summer is upon us, right? Summer is here. And so I kind of was like, no shit, right? I didn't really need to look that up because I've seen that to be true. Now, as you know, at Find Food Freedom, we help people heal their relationship with food and body. But what I do find is that when people, let's say, apply to work with our team right before the summer, they know that we don't support intentional weight loss, but on their paperwork, on their applications, they will note about how like summer's coming up and they're more stressed or they're finding they're more obsessed with food and their body. And so I see these things really going hand in hand. And it makes sense because when you think of diet culture, when you think of media and messages and the things that we see everywhere, it puts this added pressure on us, right? With influencers, we see more bikini hauls and showing, you know, a certain type of body or physique on the commercials. We see Corona and all of these air quote perfect bodies, or what diet culture would consider perfect, you know, drinking their Coronas and find your beach. And it's just like, even if the actual messaging isn't, hey, you need to look this way this summer, it insinuates that with the bodies that we see constantly in the media. So I want to talk about, now you can call it bikini season or you can just call it summer, right? Like that, it's summer. Now I live in Florida, and if you live in, let's say, Florida or California or any of these states that have, we're kind of like an extended summer, right? We have pretty good weather all year round. So bikini season is truly almost year round here. But so let's call it bikini season or summer, right? Throughout this entire episode, if you hear me use those words, that's what I'm chatting about. And so let's talk about it. We want summer to be what? We want it to be full of fun. We want to be present. It's going to have increased beach or pool days, right? And maybe vacations, depending. And for some of you, if you have children, you might have your kids at home. Like if they might be in camps or summer school or things like that, but they're not in actual school depending on their ages. So let's say you're trying to make memories as a family. So those might be some things that are more constant for you during summer. But I also want to talk about the risks of being uncomfortable during the summer. And this is something we talk about with every single client, regardless of the size of their body during the summer. So being hot and sweaty, right? Doesn't matter what sized body you're in, you will be hot and sweaty during the summer, right? Going from your car into, let's say, a restaurant or a store, and then your car sits out in the heat, right? If you don't get lucky and get like a parking spot under a tree, which I'm always looking for here in Florida. So you're going to get back into that car and maybe you have leather seats, right? And oh, and the leather like burns your legs and you're clipping in your seatbelt. And the seatbelt, like you touch the metal part and it burns your hand. And maybe you have like just whatever clothes you have on, it just like feels suffocating. You're just hot and sweaty in the summertime, right? That is a human experience that we all experience. Now, there are some things to recognize that depending on our body size, there might be increased feelings of discomfort in our body. And we're going to talk about that here of like chafing. Right? Depending on our body size, we might have more chafing, whether it be in the underarm area or our thighs rubbing together, more exposure. So depending on what our relationship is with our body, obviously in the summer, we're not wearing turtlenecks, right? We're not wearing like tight, dark jeans. We're trying to like get as much airflow as possible, right? Keep ourselves comfortable and cool. So we're going to have more exposure. So keep in mind that every single sized body can have body image issues, can have body image struggles, can feel uncomfortable in their body, can feel guilt or shame for their body. But there are some things that people that reside in larger bodies are going to experience different from those that reside in straight sized bodies. And I want to recognize that because one of them being discrimination or oppression, right? Someone in a smaller straight size body could wear a bikini, could post a picture for Instagram, let's say, and saying like, be yourself or like, everybody is beautiful, right? And that person might get tons of comments on that saying, yes, you're so beautiful. Or like, yes, queen, wear the bathing suit. And then somebody that resides in a larger body might have that very same caption, wear the damn suit, right? Go to the beach. And their comment section is going to look very different because we know that our society, specifically diet culture, is extremely fat phobic. And so the discrimination and the oppression and the shitty comments that trolls will leave then in that comment section of someone that resides in a larger body, a person that resides in a smaller body isn't going to get that same commentary. And so I want to recognize that as well. So there's a lot of increased risk of things that make us uncomfortable during the summer, hot and sweaty, more exposed, chafing, things rubbing together, right? And every single body can experience this. And I think it's important to note that, like, let's normalize that. Let's normalize that some of these things are going to happen to us. And the more that we normalize them, the more it's like, okay, when they happen, can we have a plan? Can we have a route that we take to know, okay, I knew this was going to happen. And so that's why I'm being really intentional to set myself up to not be triggered by these things and continue to enjoy myself and have a fun ass summer or bikini season. So the number one most important thing I want you to remember right now, right here, right now, is to center an intention. We could take this really broad and we could talk about for the entire summer. I want you to think of one word. What do you want to feel and experience this summer? Is it joy? Is it playfulness? Is it freedom? Is it peace? Is it contentment? Whatever it is it love, right? Pick that word. What do you want to feel and experience this summer, this bikini season, right? Acceptance, neutrality, whatever it is. Now, you can just use that word and go from here and just center that word. Or I want you to think about, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically right now about beach and or pool days. So days that you are going to be wearing a bikini and or a bathing suit. Please know when I use the word bikini, I just mean a swimsuit. So maybe it might be, I want you to take it a little step further and say, okay, on a beach day, on a pool day, what do I want to feel and experience? So those words may be the same, what you chose for your entire summer representation versus a beach or a pool day. But that is a really important part of this process because I want you to center that word not only right now while we're thinking about it, but then when the actual day comes, it's going to be really important to do so. So when we have a beach day, when we have a pool day, we need to prioritize comfort and things that feel pleasant in our body and on our body. And I'm going to talk about what I mean by that. So I'm going to say it one more time. Beach days, pool days, summer days, bikini season, whatever you want to call it, we need to prioritize comfort and things that feel pleasant in and on our bodies. Okay. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about comfort first. Okay. I don't care if you're sitting on a beach. I don't care if you're sitting by the pool in a little cabana. I don't care if you're in your house, if you're at a restaurant, if you're on vacation, if it's a work day. We always should be prioritizing comfort for our body. So I find sometimes when people struggle with body image, they don't want to get a new bathing suit. They don't want to get a cute bathing suit because they think, I don't even deserve this. I don't love my body. I don't respect my body. I don't have peace with my body. So why the hell would I go and buy a bathing suit? And then what happens is they end up wearing a bathing suit that either A, is too small because it was from the past and we say, fuck it, I'm just going to squeeze into it and this will remind me to restrict myself or follow some harmful behaviors. Or two, maybe it's like, okay, I have this one suit that it's like, it fits me. I don't like it, but whatever, it fits and I'll just wear it because I don't want to go and get a new suit. I'm going to challenge you this bikini season, this summer. I want you to buy a suit, just one. And I know this takes privilege to be able to have funds to do this. So I recognize this, but I want you to buy one bathing suit that is so comfortable, and also passes the style test. So here's what I have to say about that. And you probably heard me say this. If you haven't, I'll go through it real quick. The comfort test, the style test. When you are trying bathing suits on, I want your back to the mirror. I do not want you looking into a mirror. And I want you to think about, put on the bathing suit. Does this fit comfortably? Can I breathe? Is it digging into me anywhere? Can I sit down? Can I jiggle, wiggle, do a squat, sit down, stand up? Is it comfortable? If the answer is yes, and you're like, yes, this feels comfortable in my body, then and only then do we turn around and look in the mirror and say, does this pass my style test? Because there will be loads of things that you can try on your body that fit comfortably that you look in the mirror and you're like, I would never fucking wear this. This is not my style. This doesn't represent me. This isn't a direct representation of who I am and my vibe. So then it goes away. So for a bathing suit, it has to pass the comfort test. It has to pass the style test. Now, this is not an ad. I want to make that explicitly clear. We are not sponsored at all on this podcast. But I believe the brand that is popping into mind for me, and I'm going to do a quick Google search while I'm on here with you. Yes, Summersalt bathing suits. I first heard about Summersalt through Meg Boggs, who's one of my favorite kind of intuitive movement fitness accounts. Meg just happens to reside in a larger body, and she is an amazing inspiration in so many different ways in the anti-diet community. So I think I was walking in the streets of New York on a trip and I saw this ad in a window and it was Meg. It was Meg in this beautiful bathing suit. And that's how I found out about Summersalt. And then postpartum, I was looking for bathing suits. I had to go up a few sizes and I was like, what is something that would fit my body comfortably? And I thought of Meg's ad. And so again, this is not a paid ad. I'm just offering this up as a option because I know that Summersalt is more size inclusive. They have amazing bathing suits, high quality, as well as size inclusive and very comfortable. When I wear my Summersalt bathing suit, I feel like a million fucking bucks. And I've been in different sized bodies throughout my postpartum, just different stages of my life. But the Summersalt bathing suit, from personal experience, and then again, when I look to other creators in marginalized bodies that we speak to, Meg is someone who reps that brand and I trust Meg's opinion online. So that's just like one option. Of course, there's probably many brands that are amazing. So does it pass the comfort test? Does it pass the style test? Find one bathing suit that you're like, it's so freaking comfortable. And holy shit, this bathing suit is so cute. I want you to be excited to put it on your body. Then some people might go as far as, this is again, advice depending on who you are and what you're experiencing. I want you to accessorize sunglasses. If you're a hat person, I don't pull off a hat very well, but like the big floppy pool hats, the different hats, even the cute like baseball caps, like there's so many different hats. Accessorize sunglasses, hats, cute like pool bags, beach bags, cover-ups. Cover-ups are the freaking best because they're very sheer and they don't have to hug your body tight and they're loosey-goosey and flowy with the wind. Like cover-ups are the freaking best. Accessorize in ways that make you feel excited to use these items, right? Complement that bathing suit. And again, I understand this comes from a place of privilege of buying things, but when it comes to accessories, let's talk Amazon, right? Like sunglasses, hats, cover-ups, pool bags. You can get some really inexpensive stuff that's so freaking cute on Amazon. Target, of course, is another one where like, if this is going to make you excited to put the bathing suit on, put the cover up on, put it all together, like comfy, fun, funky flip-flops, right? These things are going to make a difference for your body image experience. And we speak on this with food when we talk about increasing the satisfaction of meals. And this is a whole nother podcast episode. But in order to increase your satisfaction, some things we do is set an ambiance to the meal. Having your favorite candles lit, having your favorite music on, using your fine china or your favorite beautiful plates that you have as a part of the eating experience. This enhances our experience with food. And I believe that that's such a parallel to body image that if you put on this suit that you love and the accessories that you love and you believe that you deserve these things on your body, it's going to enhance your body image. It's going to enhance your experience in your body that day. So in addition to, so that was more so when I said things are going to feel pleasant on your body, right? We were talking comfort slash things that feel comfortable on your body. That's going to check those boxes. Now I also want to talk about, I said things that feel pleasant in your body, right? So often I find that because being in a bathing suit, being on a beach, being on by the pool can be very triggering for clients, they will shy away from eating by the poolside, on the beach, packing a lunch, packing snacks, packing hydration. Your body needs consistent fuel and nourishment no matter what day it is, no matter what you're doing. Pack the lunch, pack the snacks, pack the big old water bottle, pack the LaCroix and the seltzers, pack a fun, refreshing mocktail or cocktail with fresh herbs and muddled fruit. I don't care what it is. You deserve to be fed, to be nourished. Why this is important. If you say, no, I'm just going to go and I'll skip my lunch or I'll skip my snacks and I'll eat when I get home. No, because you know what's going to happen? Your blood sugar is going to crash. You're going to feel hangry. You're going to feel irritable. You're going to not enjoy that experience because you're not feeling pleasant in your body. So the more that we know, oh, I need consistently fed and nourished no matter what day it is, we're bringing the snacks, we're bringing the beverages, we're bringing the meals, and we're eating consistently. Something should be going into your body minimum every, let's say, 3 to 4 hours, but even closer together. The more that you have a consistent blood sugar, the more you will be happily fed and you can enjoy the present moment, feeling pleasant in your body and things on your body, like we talked about. Some other things that came up for me as I was kind of brainstorming for this episode was entertainment. Because, okay, let's say you got the vibe down. You're like, I'm comfortable, right? I'm nourished. Like, hello, these are huge wins. So I'm nourished. I'm comfortable. I'm cute. I'm vibing. Well, what's my entertainment? Because when we are having negative thoughts about our body and, oh my God, what does my body look like? All these things, the best thing for us, get us out of our head. What is entertainment? Bring a good book. Your girl loves some Colleen Hoover. Bring a good book, whether it's an audiobook, on your Kindle, hard copy, you rent it from a library, whatever it is, get a good podcast. Hello, Fine Food Freedom, we're here for you. But if it's not Fine Food Freedom, a funny podcast, right? Something that's totally unrelated to food and body image. Maybe it's just like a reality TV podcast that you just get love to get lost in. Something to entertain you and get you out of your head. Maybe it's a show. Maybe you bring like your phone or an iPad or something, a tablet, and you watch stream some of your favorite shows. Maybe it's being present with your loved ones. Maybe it's bringing just a good old pack of playing cards and playing with your family. Maybe it's building the sandcastle with the kids. Maybe it's having favorite games like Marco Polo or whatever those games are that your kiddos want to play and being active in the pool with them. Whatever it is. Having an idea of some things that you look forward to. And again, maybe it for you, it's like, if you do have kids, you're like, oh, no. You know, my partner is the one doing the activities. Mama loves to lounge and that's fine too. So please know there's like no one way to do this. It's remembering what was that word that you wanted to center for your beach day, for your pool day, and how do we center it? And not only make sure we're setting us up for what's going to feel pleasant in and on our bodies, but around us. How is our environment going to impact that intention that we set? So I want to kind of bounce off of, I did say kiddos a few times in this episode, and please know whether you have children or not, I believe that this little caveat is very important. What do you want your children, whether they're in your life right now, future unborn children, or future generation? Maybe you're like, I'm never going to have kids. Totally fine. Don't have to have kids. You got to do what's right for you. So let's talk current children, nieces, nephews, right? Future unborn children and or future generation of children. What do you want their relationships with their bodies to look like? Is it happy, joyful, pleasant, neutral, acceptance? What word is coming up for you? Whatever you want their relationship with their body to look like, this is your time to be the role model. And I know you're like, Sammy, this is so hard. You're right. It's fucking hard. If you were in the thick of being at war with your body, I hear you. I validate you. It is fucking hard, but your children are never going to remember what you look like in a bathing suit. To be honest, they don't give a fuck. They really don't care. But what they will remember is, did you not come to the pool or beach? Did you choose to sit in the chair? Not because your intention was to relax and you wanted that free time, right? You wanted that relaxation, but did you choose to sit in the chair fully clothed because you had too much shame around your body? Because you didn't want, you felt like you couldn't show up. Your kids will not remember what your body looked like, but they will remember if you showed up or not. And so I want you to think about that. I want you to center that. And sometimes it may be too hard to go to the beach or the pool. And I recognize that and I validate that. And that is a part of your healing journey. If it's too much, if it's too soon, you need to honor that. But I also want to challenge you, because you are living your life right now, right here, right now. We're in it. This is it. We don't get to say, okay, I'm going to get the perfect body, air quotes, perfect, right? Whatever diet culture says that is. And then I'll go to the beach, and then I'll go to the pool, and then I'll you know, engage with my kids. This is your life right now. What do you want to feel and experience this summer? What do you want to feel and experience at the pool, at the beach? There are loads of little nuggets that you can walk away from this episode with. And if you just implement some of them, not even all of them, I promise you it'll have a profound impact on how you show up this summer. As we close, I want to just talk about general themes from this episode and generic tips, right, for bikini season / summer. Normalize the discomfort. Normalize being sweaty. Normalize your thighs rubbing together. Normalize being uncomfortable, being hot and sweaty. But know that you can plan and prep ahead of time. We talked about a few different ways for the pool and beach, but I also want to just talk about a few other ways. If you're not at the pool or beach, or even if you are, grab a portable fan. They are so cheap online. Little portable fan. Sometimes you can get the 1-2 portable fan with little squeezy like mist. Grab those if that's going to help make you feel more comfortable. Of course, if we are not at the pool or the beach, but we're at an outdoor event this summer, find clothes that comfortably fit your body. Dresses can be wonderful because you can find so many that are not restricting, that have stretch, that have flowiness to them. And there are many, many, many name brands of Spanx that you can put under dresses. Please recognize, I'm not saying for the intention of shrinking your body or sucking you in or any of that. There are many brands that are very comfortable that make you feel naked, but help with the thighs rubbing together because chafing is not comfortable, right? There's also brands, again, this is not sponsored. I want to be very clear, although it should be. I believe another quick Google search I'll do. I believe it's Mega Babe. They have, yes, Mega Babe has like a chafing stick for your thighs. This is a great thing to just throw in your purse, throw in your beach bag. Again, ways that if we know discomfort is on the horizon, can we normalize it? And can we plan and prep ahead to say, how can I make myself feel more comfortable? Oh, I feel like we got to take a deep breath after this episode, right? In through the nose, out through the mouth. Center this summer. What do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? I challenge you to take one or two, but even just one little tip or trick that I shared today and try to implement it this bikini season and this summer. I also want to close with, if you're like, wow, this was super helpful, I've never thought about things from this perspective before, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad you've heard this episode. And I also just want to encourage you to reach out for support, more individualized support if you need it. So we have over at findfoodfreedomresources.com, we have loads of resources. We have free trainings. We have a low cost membership. We have individualized support. We have group coaching support. We have a hybrid of the two, our mastermind program. So if you're saying, I need more than this podcast, then I invite you to come on over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Take what serves you, leave the rest. Thank you so, so much for being here. And I'm looking forward to having a very joyful summer alongside you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast.